The University of Energy and Natural Resources has launched an endowment fund and strategic plan for its rapid development. The institution is Bunahafo's first public university. Speaking at the launch, the regional minister Eric Opoku said the university deserves support because it has a major role to play in training the manpower needed to improve the region's energy sector and better exploit its natural resources. We bring you correspondent John Sam Arthur's report.
The University of Energy and Natural Resources was established in 2010, and within 5 years, its students' population has grown from under 500 to 5,000. As a young university, the institution is taking steps to shore up its future to be in a position to help improve Ghana's energy sector and maximize the exploitation of its natural resources. One of the steps taken is the launch of the 10-year strategic plan and an endowment fund. The Bunahafo Regional Minister Eric Opoku noted that Ghana's quest to develop and to, among other things, reduce unemployment, lower interest rates and inflation, improve infrastructure and attract investment requires reliable energy. The nation also needs to maximize the exploitation of its natural resources, adding that the University of Energy and Natural Resources has a role to play in the achievement of the two-pronged desires which will reduce poverty. Throwing light on the strategic plan, the pro-vice-chancellor of the university, Professor Obin Ofori, said it has five key thrusts. These are in the areas of human resource, a culture of excellence, infrastructure development, staff and student welfare, and financial performance. This consists of short, medium and long-term plans within a 10-year frame from 2016 to 2026. He said responsibilities in the implementation of the plan have been assigned to specific individuals, as well as effective monitoring and evaluation systems also put in place to ensure that stakeholders of the plan stay focused. The chairman of the endowment fund, Professor Nana Kwesi Diewo, explained that funding will be crucial in the ability of the university to deliver on its mandate. He said since government funding alone cannot sustain it, an endowment fund will be required to augment the university's financial needs. The fund has a target of $10 million to be raised within 10 years.